00:07, Thursday night. Siman Yud Aleph, Siv Beis.
Siman Yud Aleph, Siv Beis. Tovon Nochri, the Yisrael Oymen Al Gabo. The Omer Shiyasa Lishmon. That's an issue by matzah, it's an issue by Ibud Oros, it's an issue by writing a get. It's an issue, whenever you need Lishma, just about, you always have this issue of a goy doing it. And it's mashma always if he just follows instructions. But it's really, there's an undercurrent that it's more than that, because l'mashma by sukkah there's no problem of a guy doing it. The l'mashma by sukkah is not of a chalois nature. He doesn't have to create like a type of chalois that is being done l'shem ha-mitzvah or something of the sort. It's on a very mundane, so to speak, level. He does it l'shem tzeil. So that would indicate that we're really dealing with a problem of creating a chalois, that he's ain't a b'toyras mitzvah, he's ain't a b'toyras getting the kiddushin, which is the way Rav Chaim talks about it in the Sefer al Rambam. The Chazanish has that mahalach, but really the Pashtus HaGemara is not like that. The Pashtus HaSugya is that it has to do with him following instructions, but we'll see, it leads to a lot of machleksim and different qualifications of the halacha and the machlokes. So here by tzitzis we have what's called Yisrael Oymer al Gabov, teaching him, telling him, instructing him to do it lishmon. Leharambam posel leharosh kosher. Now, really the Rosh, the machlokes Rosh and Rambam is by Ibud Oros. By Ibud Oros for a Sefer Torah, for Tefillin, then you have to process the hide, Lishma. So that's where their machlekes is. By a get, Lamarshal, it says for sure, goy is no good. Even an Oymed al Gabov. You can't write it Lishma. In fact, the Rosh who holds that for Ibud Oros, it's good, so what about a get? Why isn't it good by a get? So he says, like, a get is a hemshech zman, takes a long time. So something that's for a moment, he brings a raya from Mila. The Gemara has a tzad, you have to be mal lishma. The Gemara has a tzad that a goy could be mal. So he says something that you could just instruct him, do it for this purpose in mind, and it takes, like, he immediately does it. We'll see, the Chazanish has a different take on what the Rosh is saying, but on the pshat of the Rosh. But the Rosh is saying that something that's instantaneous, you tell a guy, throw in the oirus into the vat, and he throws in the oirus into the vat, so that he could, that you assume he did it lishma. But shanking a get is a hemshech zman, and he has to write the whole get lishma, so then the second moment, the third moment, the second minute, the third minute, whatever, he's a daita dinavshei ka'ovid, he does it on his own, he does it because of his own cheshbon, and therefore there's no lishma involved. But that's very, very strange, because then you would imagine that by tzitzis, the tzushtel of the Harambam Laharosh is the Beis Yosef talking. Machlokas Rambam and Rosh is by Ibud Oros. Based on the Rosh's own differentiation to answer his own shita from Get, you really would expect that a tviya of tzitzis would be no good, even according to the Rosh, because it does take some time. So we'll see. I don't know if we'll see. The Bir Halacha here brings down the Gra. The Chazanish discusses it. It's a very complicated inyan, and it has many different cases. And it has a Rav Chaim on it, which proves it's a complicated thing. Tavo Nochri v'Yisrael Oymed al Gabo v'Omer Shiasa Lishmon l'Harambam Posel l'Harosh Kosher. So that's the Beis Yosef is talking. Hagah. So like the Rambam, there's no Eitzah.
Why does he not do
what?
How come the Machaber doesn't pass him?
I don't know. I guess he couldn't decide who was right. Hagah. don't know. He's not always machria. Hagov an organ sheyasayeya haYisrael ma'at, which we'll see in the Mishnah Brura. It's really just a. We'll see. Chazanish does have a pshat in the siyua. I also have a mahalach in the siyua. But the Mishnah Brura says it's basically just a lechatchila dika chumra that doesn't really accomplish much. It's really according to the Rambam, it doesn't help. It's only according to the Rosh, so you make things a little better that way. We'll see in the Mishnah Brura, and perhaps in the Bir Halacha, and perhaps in the Chazanish. Hagov nagin sheyasayeya haYisrael ma'at, but a siyua, which is the phrase of the Gemara, is really siyua ein bo mamish. He doesn't really take part in what the guy is doing. He just like helps along in a way that really legally has no standing. It's called siyua. There's a legal status called siyua. There's maisa, there's shnayim she'osu, and sometimes you have something called siyua, about which the Gemara really says in a few places in Shas, mesayeya ein bo mamish. It's not called you're part of the maisa. There's shnayim she'osu, and then there's sometimes it's one person is osa, and the other person is mesayeya, and mesayeya ein bo mamish. But the noggin shi yisayeya hayisrael ma'at ukedisa lekamitzim and lamed beis if tes will be yoredeya simereishayin aleph kabi tefillin v'sefer Torah. Okay, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah v'yalach how we pass them. Let's just finish up the sif in case we run out of time. So utzrichin shazira. Shazira means you have to take at least two threads from the word psil. You learn out that each thread of the tzitzis has to be made up at least of two threads, which are twirled, twined, whatever it's called, twisted together. That's shazira. So you need shazira. The mechaber paskins. You learn that from the word psil. The shiyu shazurin lishmon. Once you need shazira, so as part of the processing from tviya ve'elech, as it's called, you need lishma. So shazira obviously takes place after the tviya. We do. As I said, we do kafel shmoina. We do eight. Each one of our tzitzis is made up of eight. If you take it apart, you'll see it's eight. That's like it's from the Sefer HaRikeach. It's al pi Kabbalah. It's very special, and it's called kafel shmoina. It's a term of derision. Remember Kaplan used to tell us that's how. He used to tell us in Europe it was a term of derision for Mark. They used to say he does all his actions are kafel shmoina chumras. That was a okay. Tova nochri utvias now cheresh. So that's a goy utvias cheresh shayt nevakotin. The Mishnah Berurah says that's also very very complex and complicated. Stiras all over shas imanik sheyisrael gadol oimer al gabo mumalamdom lasos lishmo. And there's very likely a difference between a cheresh and cotton and a shaita. I am the siman tov samach b'beis Yosef sheish plukta b'zeh. That sounds like it's by chomet, by matzah, tov samach, right? Tov samach is probably by matzah. V'ayim b'bir alocha shebiyarnu askomas achreinim b'zeh. You have to understand just to give you a little taste of what's going on, l'shmo's like a chalois. Obviously, a cheresh shayt v'katan and a goy are not. Well, are certainly not capable of doing things like with the chalois that need das. They don't have das. A goy may be here, but here you have the mitzaveh. The person is being mitzaveh them to do it, but they're not really b'nei shlichus. You're not talking about a technical shlichus. What we're trying to do, really, the way I understand it is, the way it would be good is if they're adherence to his command would be so closely connected to his command that we could really sort of combine his command with their action. But we can only do that if their action connects to his command. If it's seen as just, you know, he said something and, you know, they decided to listen, they didn't decide to listen, it's not like, it doesn't like jive, it doesn't connect, then it's again no good. That's what we're searching for in all these things. How much can you connect his, that's the way I understand it, his das of lishma with the other one's raw action. I mean, this is superficial. It's sugyas all over Shas. It would take hours and hours of shiurim, really, to get a clarity in the whole dynamic here. But we're learning halacha, so maybe we'll see the bir halacha. We'll see. It's a shayla. Bir halacha will say a maskana. That's by cherishayt of a cotton. A goy is maybe worse according to the Rambam and better according to the Rosh. Oymer al gabo, I am a bir halacha shekosavnu, the dafke matviya einan emsheches kolkach. This has to do with the whole reasoning of the Rosh, as I told you. Avol matviya emsheches man harbe, and again, there's no shir, what does it mean harbe? Oznir dafilu la Rosh loy mahani, b'meshalimid la'ovid galilam b'tchilas hatviya shayasa lishma. Koshkenim hitzak hatviya v'chakach lizman acher. His chilachs of a litvos, like we said yesterday, that if a person does it, that's good. Even on another day, we say that it's kala oisa al das rishayna hu oisa. But to say that by a guy who's problematic in the first place is really, really problematic. So bevadei kliyam moedin that died the denaf she ovid in this second doing, or in the doing that's asman harbe after the tzivui, and therefore even according to the Rosh, it would be possible. Upasul, according to the Rambam, Svirlei David Gilulam Adayta Denav Sheyovit, V'loi Tzayis L'masha Yisrael Mitzaveyu Sheyasa Lishma, U'lo Harosh Kosher B'shas Hatchak, G'shein Lo Yisrael Sheyitveyu Lishma, Yesh Lismo Chal Zeh, the guy is physically capable of doing it, so you tell the guy to do it Lishma. Avu B'lav Achilo, V'shasana Shas Hatchak, Ki B'biya Ragro, Kosov Shadaz Hatoiz Zomor, Chagam Kenka Harambam. V'noyegin Sheyisayeya, the kolzel harosh, the siyua is only at all meaningful, whatever meaning it has according to the Rosh. Aval the Rambam, the siyua has nothing to do with the Rambam. The Rambam loy mahani kolzel. Bayim b'achreinim demaski dominik zehu tzara yoseh toiv. Aval b'dievet kosher afilu below siyua klal la harosh kivin sheyisel loymen al gabum landeil lasus lishma. The Rosh holds it's good. I had the thought that the siyua would like fill up the gap of the fact that it's a hemshech zman. Right? The Rosh really himself says it only helps instantaneously. He really, Kamat says it beferish, but it doesn't help for hemshech zman. So maybe the siyua is like a prodding that always puts him back to that first moment where there was a direct tzivu lishma that we do assume he acquiesced to, according to the Rosh. That was my, as I thought perhaps. The main Yisrael loyman al gabo v'litzavoy soy loymahani esiyu al chuli alma kaimon b'sayayim by mamish, right? Utzrichin achutei tzitzis the alma koi. We forgot about the guy. It's a new inyan now. In the middle of the sif, we started a new inyan that it's talking about regular tzitzis. Loy atvon hakum b'shom loymahani lahapoyslan afilum shosun achakech Yisrael lishmon. Very clearly, of course, the tviya has to be lishmon. Shazira haimu sheyich b'leim acher hatviya lishnayim. He takes two, v'yishazrein, right, v'yimkofel kolchut l'shmona, v'shozro gamken les lombo, a funny lashon, we're makbid on shmona. But it makes sense because, I mean, you could say it this way too, because the more chutin you have, the more you might think it's a problem, right? You're being over baltois, if you're putting so many chutin, who says it's called one? So you take, maybe you will learn out from Psil, maybe you have to take the minimum. So you take two and you make it into one. Maybe once you take three already, so it's called there's another thread there. And once there's another thread, then you might be able to place it. You put in too many threads. If you put in another seven, and this is eight, so maybe it's counted as nine. Another four, actually, of course. So that's why the Lashon HaMishnah Brura, although if anybody's listening, is a little strange, but it's okay to say it this way too, even according to us that we're makbid on having eight. V'tam la'ashazira, the Tanakh is a free vessel of tzitzis, shemei ani yaseh tzitzis k'moy shehu, just plain threads, tamad loyma v'nosnu al tzitzis ha'kanof psul tcheles, v'tovui v'shozur, pirish ke'ein mishkon, t'havi shozur, inami d'slam psila hi shozura, right, the Mishkan, it's famous, Rashi and Chumash describes how shozur each thread was of the Big Day Kahuna. Only al tchelos love me nine number tar ten cuz psul tchelos only al tchelos love me nine number tar ten tchelos the time modern mat tchelos tovi vishozer av love on tovi vishozer vayim beir halacha. We'll see to what degree we, cuz there are rishonim that hold you don't need shazira, We don't paskin like the Sifri. Lishmon, the mitzvah of Eilech, who are called the Chaimel and Tzorech Lishmon. Because when Morgan Avram, the Morgan Avram says, that the Yevon Ma'akev, in lo ho yu shazurim Lishmon, v'chei mashem abir ha'gra, v'yesh makilin b'diyeved, avdilti shazira. How do you like that? So certainly if you don't do it Lishmon, you can be makel. V'ayim abir ha'lov, v'shem b'yano da'in Lishmon chalzeh. If there's no shazira at all, achim ha'shazira ha'yostoma, without Lishma, oh, then yesh lochel b'diyeved. Given that tviya ha'yo Lishma, v'chal o'isa al-das v'shayna hu o'isa. But only because of that cheshbon. So why does he, is it only b'diyeved, you'll ask? Yesterday he was very confident that we say, kol o'isa al-das v'shayna hu o'isa. Why all of a sudden is he not so sure? Because here we're talking about a different action. When you talk, so even though yesterday we said on a different day, you also say kol das al yisro das v'shayna hu o'isa. So we said yesterday it's probably talking about he's doing the same, he's working on the same tzitzis face, but he's doing the same thing. Maybe a switch from tviya to shazira would be a more serious change that you wouldn't be able to say al das v'shayna hu o'isa. Perhaps let's look at some bir halachos. Maybe we'll, yeah. Tovon Akum on page, I don't know what page you have. Tovon Akum. We'll go through it quickly. I did not prepare, like, specifically what lines to learn. So, Ulinyan Tvias Chereshait of a cotton, I am assuming it's of Samach Linyan Asiyas Hamatsa, she is plucked up as a Bena Poiskim, Vachanami Binyanenu, Voilu Shom Ludino, the Fiaskomas of Achrainim, the Mievsha Binyanach, Hermuta, Boymen Al Gavo, Afilo Ali de Akum, like the Rosh. That's better. Okay, then he's possible. Is a constant thing. Doesn't mean he told them once. That's what the Lashon Oymed Al Gabo means. This is even according to the Rosh. To be kosher, you have to constantly be doing it. That's what the Mishkanos Yaakov says. And then they probably sell it. That's Avodas Yad Tzitzis. Because they only tell him once, but Tchila Salasiyah. Ayin Shom.
What's the problem with the
Chashev Samai
by the Rosh?
Right, that's a very good question. And he might even ask it in the next piece on the Mishkanos Yaakov. The Mishkanos Yaakov, so then what's the problem with the Rosh? So then the Rosh would be good. Then the Rosh would be good. So maybe that the case is he's not. Maybe that's when the Rosh says it's Yisod. Maybe. But you're right, the Mishkan Zakov has to do with what's shot in that Rosh. Right? You can't be Samech on Chazaka de Rabba, which is the Chazaka that they have to Cyrus in a Diyaraisa. But the Bira Lachah says, Abu B'diyevin nearly Shef Shetain Lahachmir. Zamchinan Chazaka de Rabba, probably because B'diyevin, even a cotton mamish, is good for Oymed Al Gabov. Unless he's saying, without Oymed Al Gabov, then I don't understand his psak. Why is that true? Oh, Uvashagod Lamin Aleim, Umalamdam Lasas Lishma, Nirid Yeshloka Bezela Chatchila. Why could you be makel b'diyeved? I don't know. Maybe b'diyeved, there is a tzad that Chazaka the Rabbi helps for the Araisa. Let's go weiter. The Yisrael Oymed Al Gabo. Ein beis Yosef shalom adin zem idin ibud sheichshe harosh b'Yisrael Oymed Al Gabo. But ein b'dogu meirvava u'bridish rabbi ve'eger u'shar achronim shetomu al beis Yosef talo tam harosh achilik ben get lemila ve'ibud ben get on one side, Lamila the Ibud on the other side, which in the beget the beinan sheyecht of kol torif haget lishma v'zelo yase. Avol be ibud lo beinan elo betchila so ibud sheyosim oris atol chasid, because that's the only time you're doing an action. Sheyomer oz and he also kach l'shem sefer Torah. V'zei yase hakam l'shem Yisrael sheyomer lo asay kach. That's what the Rosh says. B'chein b'milo. Even the berega who also v'ada yas I did the yisol mashiyomalo. B'chein das balo ita the sagi bakim sheyavdenel lishma. Ad kam lishon arosh b'chol sefer toyim kelev yidol shayach ad kula gabit tviya sitzes to chol tviya tviya milso bam fein nafshayi. It's a hemshich. It's a Uviyaisi Polybane Allah Bay Sajib the Loya Rosh have Rail Dormative Bella Itter, Shosova Kavose, the Itter Gufe possibly in Tfiat Loiman Ali the Yakum, Avami Solomon Al Gabov, the Lomit Semi Get, I am Shambidvor Bilchositsu, she goes and came a favorish. I read Loki Bay Sajib, Shemashvet Tvia Le Ibud, Omami Divri Hagrob, Bi Uro, Sheheram Makola Shulchanorach, Shekosa de la Rosh Kosher, the Zella Shono Bahatakoso, the Kosov Rosh Mehilchel Sefer Torah, Vatam de Loidomi Leget, the Shom Bina Kolator of Lishma, Mashenke Bemila the Sefer Torah, the Tzitzes, the Kayotze, Shein Sarachela Betchila, Kivin the Rega Hoys, Adatta de Yisrael, Adkan Lishono. Whoa, Ubemus, what is Kotal the Rosh Linyan Tzitzes? The Rosh never said anything about Tzitzes. Mashmami Ney from the Gra, Shehu Sover, the Mashakot of Linyan Milo, Kivin the Rega, who loved Afka. Ela bedova sheinim shechzman harbe kein get who oisa data to Yisrael. Al kein tviya sitzes l'talus nami sheinim shechesa l'regoem achodim mahani oimer al gabov. That's what he suggests. V'im kein, he says, if he's emnim shechesa tviya zman harbe, itaka should not be good even according to the Rosh. Okay. I want to read you the Chazanish. It's good to learn this Chazanish. It's in Siman Vav and Arachayim Ois Yud. Because of the Rosh Hashanah Sefer Torah, the Megimel, the Ibad Agvil under the Nochi Shapri Dami, and he says even by get it says no good. Nochi Adai did the Nafshei Kovid. There you need Ksivas Kovat Torah. But here Sagi Berega Achas Kshemesim Or Besid Uraya Mimila. I forgot the boy Lishma. The Hinei took the Chazanish. Ain't a move on. Mali Rega Achas. Umali dover hanimshach. In Bemis regular Rishoni, he had died in the Yisrael, v'choshem zol lishmo, ki nimshach hadover, my have. Lomo yachshach hanoch v'yasoi died in the nafshe. Mechi teisi. He changes in the middle. It doesn't make sense, what Chazanish says. The yobin hanoch v'yachakach stomo, so then we should say, aldas Rishoni who also. The gam kshay Yisrael also. Einu also behesach hadas, and lakom hasha also stomo, choshem lishmo. Because that's the pshat al das rishayna hu aisa. Boit kosher, that's an interesting way of looking at al das rishayna hu aisa. That it's like stoma lishma. We didn't say that yesterday. We didn't learn like that yesterday. We just said al das rishayna hu aisa is a machsheves lishma. Okay, boit kosher, the rosh perek kosha. Simen chavov, kosher v'shem rehag, the matzah shenef under the nochri v'yisodem el gab of mutter. Umashma the Ratzaloyma the Hanachri Losh. Ahosom Pulosom Imsheches. So the Chazanish says, Venere, Big Yisrael, Rav Chaim really talks like this also, in Al Rambam. The Hod Yom Anachri Adaita Denavshe Kovid, Eno Chashash Sofek, Shena Eno Maskim Odaz HaMitzvah. And La'ach, it's really, primarily the problem is Anachri can't do something Lishma. It's like saying Zaina B'Torah's Mitzvahs. He can't shaft the Lishma of a Mitzvah. Not he doesn't want to, he doesn't mean to, he can't. Ela achrei shein anochi bar mitzvah, eino roi lasos dover hatzorech lishma, v'lishma shel nochi lav klum hu. Oh, ela, ihami pulos anochi negreres hakaritzono shel hametzaveh, if you would see it as like a reaction to the tzivei hametzaveh, havi halishma lidei Yisrael hametzaveh, umaisa hanochi, choshev chitzov da hamishaleach. It would be like chetz, like a chetz. So the Lishma would be supplied by the Yisrael, and the guy is doing the Pula. I will keep it the Godel Shiesh Lo Das, and no one's forcing him to do it, so it's not really Chitzot. Nechshav Ka'oysal Das Atzmo, and therefore the Lonasa Chetzot Shalom Shaleach, and therefore it's not, this Mamash Rav Chaim says also, so therefore it's not Lishma, because a Koi can't shaf Lishma. The point of it, I did the is that's why it's not Chitzot Shalom Shaleach, and you can't combine the lishma of the mishaleach with the pu'ula of the goy. Afim choshev lishmoi, he can't do it. The gam machshavtei lishmoi who adaita denavshei. That's how they interpret it. The einochri oisa hechshe b'dover atzorech lishmoi. The hinei chidish kan harosh. the tchila zikosoy la avoidus ha mitzvah misyaches omnom elametzava filu benochri. Elashazer shemamshich bedavar velo minkira tu pakudas ha mitzvah loichoshiv chitzav shalametzava. The breakdown is like it's not called chitzav shalametzava anymore because it took too much time. It's like koyach sheni. If you ever learn Sanhedrin, you know, it's Koyach Rishon and Koyach Sheni and Koyach Shlishi. He says, if it took time, it's not Chitzav anymore. It's like Koyach Sheni, that's my words. Therefore, B'dover HaNim Shechol Mahani Yisrael Oymer Al Gav Mokri. V'nirek, Dibiget, Afilu Hitzchel Lichtov L'Shem Gerishim. So lo aminan achshav d'stom l'shma. The get is not stom l'shma, right? That's the Gemara in Zvachim, that Bezim and Bez, Gimel Amar Aleph. A carbon is stomal ishma. A get is not stomal ishma. So the Hazan says, the whole get's not stomal ishma. That's not when he starts writing the get becomes stomal ishma. A get is never stomal ishma. Ubina lishma b'chol ksivas haget. So what's the pshat? You only have to say it should be lishma the first moment. Elisha amirosa shalabal v'hasoifa mitchila. So he learns nimsheches b'chol haksiva v'havikula lishma. See, he's like Lashitoso. So, two paragraphs back, it was clear that the Chazanish did not understand Kol Ha'Oisa Al Das Rishayna Hu Olsa. And I understand, we the Pashtut of Kol Ha'Oisa Al Das Rishayna Hu Olsa means that you're being Mechavim Lashma, because you're doing it Al Das Rishayna. He understood, and he said up a fairish two paragraphs back, that Kol Ha'Oisa Al Das Rishayna Hu Olsa is that it lied Stamal Lashma. That's what it means. That with the first statement, you make it stomal ishma. So that's why it's going to work out. Because he says what? So how does it work by a get? Why do you only have to say it the first moment? It doesn't become stomal ishma. So he says, there's some lumdus that your amir of the beginning is nimshach also. It hovers above this maisa. It relates to the Maisa, so the whole Maisa is Nigrar Basar, that first Amira. Abel B'Ibur Ha'or L'Shma. There, it blibes Tama L'Shma. Once you say the first moment, I'm doing this L'Shma, and it sits in the vat, then it's Tama L'Shma after that. Kol Shitzchul L'Shem Sefer Torah Basar Chiz Tama L'Shma. Ve'in Tzorach Shetimoshech Amirasa Al Kol HaP'ula. You don't need that his amira should bounce and hover over the whole pu'ulas ibud. It's enough the first moment. Then the rest of it is stumble lishma. Oh, el gemar ha'pu'ula stumble lishma. So that's all the rush means. That by a sefer Torah it's stumble lishma is good. So the goy is chitzav the first moment. Then it's stumble lishma. The zuk havonos ha'rush, tabi rak rega achas. But Salomah, the Rega Zuga, Reres, the Sa'or, the Sefer Torah, Acha Stamel Lishmoy. Okay, Molach Hanokri, okay. Well, the Fiza Hadin Noisim, the Gam Tviya Sitzes, Kosher Ali De Nochri, according to the Rosh, Afsha Tviya Nimsheches, because you have the lungs of Stamel Lishmoy. Once he did it the first moment, then it's Stamel Lishmoy. That's, and that was the Chazanish. That's a chap. It's an interesting interpretation. It takes care of the problem of get. Because get doesn't become stomal ishma. L'chein b'losh l'shem matzus mitzvah. Shor avodos become stomal ishma. Okay, v'achreinim zaloi kosu, okay? I am Mishnah Berurah Siman Yud Aleph Siv Beis, which may sound familiar to whoever's still up, the Bir Halacha Divrei Maskil v'Yisrael, which we just learned. So the Mishnah Berurah has a different take on it. But according to Chazon Ish, it wouldn't matter. It's very important. According to the Chazanish, it wouldn't matter how long it takes. Mishnah Berurah is paskening if it takes a long time. It's puzzle even according to the Rosh. That's what the Chazanish is taking issue with. And saying according to the Rosh, it will always be kosher. Lufiza Koshinasa Tchilos Avoda Al Yedei Yisrael Lishmoi. Sagi, Vein Tzorech Yisrael Lamed Aloyni Yudi B'Shar Avodos. He doesn't have to stand there. He's not like the Mishkanos Yaakov. What does he have to stand there for? Shereifilu emin al gabo veino yisrael al daz yisrael b'dover hanimshach elonu machshirim shum stoma lishmo im kein kein emin al gabo of gam kein. Okay. He talks a little more. It's in Hilchos Tefillin. Make believe someone is interested. What do you care? Simon Vav Sifkaten Yud. Okay, we'll stop here.